In this bulletin, two men drown and another missing on the New South Wales mid-north coast. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg isn't ruling out further tax cuts before the next election. And in cricket, Australia just 5 wickets away from securing a series-equaling win against India. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Two men have drowned and a third is missing after they and three teenagers got into trouble on a treacherous stretch of beach on the mid-north New South Wales coast. A search for the missing man resumed at Moonee Beach near Coffs Harbour this morning after it was called off in fading light and deteriorating surf conditions on Monday evening. Two girls aged 15 and 17 and a 15-year-old boy were rescued when they got into difficulty last night, but two men aged 35 and 45 couldn't be saved. The third man, a 28-year-old, hasn't been found. Speaking to the ABC, Surf Lifesaving New South Wales' Les Paper reminded people to swim between the surf lifesaving flags at patrol beaches, as the dangers can be deceptive. The federal government continues to deal with the fallout of another national sex scandal, with Andrew Broad forced to step down as an assistant minister to the Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack. An article in New Idea magazine claimed Mr. Broad used a website to meet younger women while on an overseas work trip. It's the second sex scandal to rock the Nationals this year after former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce resigned as party leader following revelations he was expecting a child with a former staffer. The scandal surrounding Mr. Broad overshadowed positive economic news for the government on Monday, and Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told Channel 9 the public are focused on the economy, not scandals.
These things happen on both sides of the parliament, but the real job of our politicians is to deliver a better Australia. And you can only deliver a better Australia when the economy's in good shape. And these numbers are the best in more than a decade. That's what we're focused on. That's what your viewers are focused on. And that is why we will take to the election a strong economic plan that is already working.
Labor is promising changes to the Fair Work Commission to make it easier for workers in female-dominated industries to get a pay rise. If the party wins the next federal election, it proposes to put pay equity into legislation governing the Workplace Relations Tribunal. Labor will also provide the Commission with extra resources and capacity to conduct pay equity reviews and order pay increases in female-dominated industries. Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek says the pay gap is one of the most persistent forms of inequality in the Australian economy.
Women working in female-dominated industries earn, on average, about $30,000 less than the men in the most male-dominated industries earn. I don't think it's a question of whether this gender pay gap really exists in female-dominated industries. It's how do we determine how large it is and how best to deal with it.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg isn't ruling out further tax cuts before the next election after it was revealed the federal government has billions of dollars available to it. The mid-year budget review has shown the government has money it can spend before the May vote as the Morrison government gets closer to delivering the first budget surplus in more than a decade. The government's mid-financial year report recorded $9.2 billion in revenue as decisions taken but not yet announced and reserved another $1.4 billion for secret spending measures. Speaking to Channel 9, Mr. Frydenberg also refused to rule out personal income tax cuts. Australia needs 5 more wickets on the final day of the second test in Perth today to secure a series equal win against India. India finished yesterday's play on 5 for 112 with Hamua Virahi 24 not out and Rishabh Pant unbeaten on 9. Australian fast bowler Josh Hazlewood says his team needs to remain composed and maintain the pressure on India's batsmen if the home side is to make it 1-1 in the series.
Feeling's good. Probably pretty excited to come back tomorrow. As you said, there's still a bit of work to be done. So 5 wickets tomorrow. We just got to stay disciplined and patient. And there's obviously enough there in the wicket. Just got to hit the right areas and, yeah, 5 wickets is what we need.
Let's look at the weather currently across the country. It's sunny in Perth and 26, cloudy in Adelaide 30, partly cloudy in Melbourne 22, in Hobart a shower or two and 18, partly cloudy in Canberra 30 degrees, in Wollongong possible drizzle 24, much the same for Sydney 26, in Newcastle it's cloudy and 27, in Brisbane a shower or two 29, in Cairns mostly sunny and 36 and partly cloudy in Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy. Maggie Giacomelos. This is SBS News.